What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dr. Daniel Zangrilli has entered the studio. You know him from pre and post games, does a wonderful job. Also did a great job play-by-play when you stepped in as a Josh Harrison-like utility man. Did you enjoy that, Dan?
Thanks. Yeah, it was a dream come true. It was wonderful. I'm going to do it again. I'm really excited about that.
When's that?
The Wrigley trip coming up.
Nice.
Yeah, what was that, about 2 weeks maybe? Middle of the month.
Now, you've called games before. You call West Virginia games. You call all kinds of sports. But this was the most prestigious thing you've called. Am I right about that?
Sure. I mean, it's Major League Baseball, right? You dream of being a big league broadcaster, right? It was great.
That's awesome.
It was wonderful. I had and you get to work with the guy that.
Who did you work with again?
With Bob.
So
that was the.
Yeah. What a treat.
Yeah. That was the growing up. He was the guy.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
That was, if I could, that was the best part.
Did you hear any of it, Dom?
Yeah, I mean, I said that I thought Dan did an excellent job. I'm a huge fan of Dan, as he knows, but I genuinely very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Do you think he's being disingenuous,
no,
Dom?
No, I think he doesn't have a disingenuous bone in his body. You should hear some of his ridiculous hot takes.
That's
today.
What I mean.
But he believes them. He want to hear them? Here's three of them.
I heard them driving in.
Just to recap.
That's why I wonder the drug use.
He thinks the Will Howard injury in the big picture is positive, that next year's quarterback class is the best in history, and that James Franklin didn't win any big games last season, even though he won two playoff games.
But the
games.
Best part was when you pressed him on the Arch Manning performance and the resume, the bona fides, he was so convicted in his answer that
yes.
Arch Manning's bona fides, like he's done all of this, and then you asked him simply, well what did he do? Well, he
appeared in a couple of games.
He did some things, and
this is incredible.
And he had nothing. It was the ultimate house of cards argument, and all you did was sneezed, and it blew the whole thing up.
He had 13 touchdowns and 2 starts.
No, you keep saying that.
Four appearances.
13
starts,
touchdowns.
Right. 13 touchdowns.
And one of them was against Point Park.
So Dom, Syracuse attendee that you are, this prestigious journalism school.
He's going into year 8 at Syracuse.
So you attend the Newhouse School of Journalism. See, I've never...
Is that named after Robert Newhouse,
fullback? I have no idea, but I'm going to stay on task here, Joe, and on the topic at hand. And this is Dom attending this school that even I know about, the pantheon of broadcasters. I respectfully ask, what have they taught you?
It's a great question.
Okay, so, and the fact that you can't answer it immediately and with conviction in and of itself, troubling.
I took an interviewing class. I've taken like a writing class.
How about Hot Takes 300? Do
that
they have one of those?
By Bob Costas.
That's when I produce from 2 to 6.
Do you get any fame when you're in the classes at the Robert Newhouse School of Medicine or whatever it is? Do you get Bob Costas to come in, and Andrew Filippone here, or Mike Tirico there? They bring in famous people?
Yeah, all the time.
Who?
Tirico, Sean McDonough,
Benz?
Noah Eagle.
Tim Benz?
No, I don't think Tim Benz has been in.
I mean, Ian Pony, Eagle?
He could be an adjunct, I think. I would.
Pony?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
100%.
Think he's an adjunct professor for Hot Takes,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. He should be. Yeah, for radio.
He should teach a class.
Pony?
I mean, that's the name of the game now in sports journalism is Hot Takes.
See,
I say that complimentarily.
I think 100%. This is going to dovetail nicely, Joe. I really do.
And I love this guy. When you say he doesn't have whatever word you
use. Disingenuous
bone in his body.
Very good.
He loves these takes. He believes in them. And last week his take was that Staubach was better than Bradshaw. And then I looked at top 10s, people around the country, a lot of people agree with him.
And in all seriousness, and then we'll get back on track here, I hope it did not come across as disingenuous. I thought Dan did an excellent job play-by-play.
I'm totally busting chops here. Thank you. No, I mean that. Coming from you, intern Dom, with the bad hot takes that you have and the very shoddily put-together arguments that you make, I appreciate that.
You take that as a compliment.
I do. Thank
that
you,
was completely disingenuous. Yeah. No, but thanks, dude. Seriously.
All right, Dan. You were in the frying pan for a day or two, and Andrew Filippone put you squarely there, right into the frying pan. What happened on the show the other day? The crux of this matter was, have the Pirates approached Paul Skeens? Are they talking to Paul Skeens about a new contract, about a contract extension?
So
tell us how this all went down.
So as we talk about the Newhouse School of Journalism and the bona fides of what a report is and what journalism is versus what editorial hearsay, rumors, and fodder is, I think we need to draw a very clear line here, Joe. So let's remember, I was a guest on a show answering a question. The question was phrased this way, and that's very important in this matter.
Yeah. Let's finish with where we started with Skeens. There's a rumor that the Pirates have actually tried already.
Operative word there, rumor.
Let's finish with where we started with Skeens. There's a rumor that...
Rumor.
Let's finish with where we started with Skeens. There's a rumor that the Pirates have actually tried already to make some headway on a contract extension with Paul Skeens. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that a bona fide report? Is that something that is solid? Is that something that is a surefire thing? Is that something that is on the, dare I say, 1 yard line, Joe?
No, but, and I don't know where we're going to go from
here. That's fine, but I just wanna...
But that's why Pony asked, is it true?
So, no, he said, have you heard this? No. Have you heard similar rumors? Again, I'll play it.
Let's hear that.
Let's finish with where we started with Skeens. There's a rumor that the Pirates have actually tried already to make some headway on a contract extension with Paul Skeens. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, so they've tried.
Okay. That's newsy.
So, but I also have to say, like, well, they tried with Gerrit Cole. They're always going to try.
Yeah.
They're going to try with O'Neill Cruz. I think this got conflated to a place that was very much like they're down the road or there's substantive talks here.
Okay.
So, and that was never at all, at least from where I come from or what I said, because again, here we go. The follow-up question was this.
Okay, they've tried.
Anything more to that?
Yeah, have they gotten anywhere with him? Can you report that things went better than expected in this first wave of attempts?
Well, I think that they look at it as a long shot, an uphill battle, but that's not going to deter them from trying.
So I'm confused as to how this got to a place where people think that, you know, I'm reporting because I've heard, and this is mainly news aggregators that don't know what they're doing. They take something, maybe a tweet, maybe a headline, and then they say that there are reports out there that there are these like engaging substantive talks. No, the Pirates are going to absolutely try. I've heard that they're going to shoot their shot, if you will, to get this thing done. What is the chance or likelihood of that happening? That's a better question. I am not optimistic that will be the case.
Well,
you have to be very creative.
Yeah, I don't think, at least the way I interpreted it and Pony's tweet, I didn't interpret any of that as, wow, they're a long ways down the road to signing Paul Skeens. But I think you did say that it's true, that because he asked, sure. They have tried. So it's already, it has happened. They have approached Skeens and talked, and you said yes. That's all I took from it.
And I guess I'm surprised by everybody's surprise. I'm surprised that this is a story. I'm surprised that there wouldn't otherwise be the expectation for the organization to attempt to do this.
Sure, there would be.
Of course, within whatever frugal guide rails that they place on themselves.
Yeah.
But as they did with Cole, as they have done at times successfully with their own guys, of course they're going to try. Of course.
And Greg Brown said the same thing yesterday, that when he heard of all this, he said, I don't think that's really news. Of course
they're
trying.
That's what I mean.
But so I respectfully disagree. We can all assume that they're having talks, but until we hear somebody say, yes, they have approached Paul Skeens about a contract extension, then we don't know for sure. For all we know, the Pirates, knowing the Pirates, might just wait around for a while. They don't owe him anything next year. He's still pre-arb.
So, and that's why I did not report prior with this knowledge that, sure, that there have been, from what I understand, dialogue, what that dialogue is. I couldn't tell you whether that's formal, informal. There are attempts. I've heard all of that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't also run with that as a report. I was asked a question. If anybody broke the news, it was probably Andrew, because he's the one that heard the rumors. He asked me if I had heard similar rumors. My one word answer was, yes, I've heard similar rumors. But what does that mean?
I interpreted it as him asking you, are these rumors true? And sure. You saying yes. That's different than saying, yes, I've heard similar rumors.
Sure.
You said, yes, they're true. Basically, so, that's what I heard anyway.
Okay, so that's, you know, something that I wouldn't have run with on my own, but I also can't say no, because that would be untrue. Or I don't know, that would be untrue. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Well, let's advance the story a little bit.
Gotcha.
Let's move to where do you know if the Pirates right now are engaged in talks with Paul Skeens?
Actively, no. I don't know if there's anything substantive.
Pony threw this out as a prospective offer, just his opinion, basically. He thinks they can buy out a year of his free agency. What does he have? One pre-arb and then three arbitration years?
Yes.
Okay. He thinks it's very reasonable that you could sign Paul Skeens to a five-year deal worth, you know, a little over $100 million, whatever. And that he probably wouldn't make it to the end of that anyway, but it would still qualify, obviously, as a contract extension. You pay him more than he would have gotten, certainly next year, and certainly in arbitration, which is the enticement for him, that and the security against injury. Mm-hmm. And then you also buy out a year of free agency, although you're probably going to trade him before that year is out, at the very latest. Is that realistic in your opinion?
I would like to think yes. Because of, and I heard Andrew's argument yesterday, and I think it's a good one. It's a salient point. All of the things that he says, I think they make logical sense, and I see no reason as to why you would want to just turn your back from that, and all you have to give potentially is 1 year of free agency. Okay, there's the mindset that you want to hit free agency as soon as you possibly can. You don't want to give up even a single year. Well, where I've come from, that, okay, let's take Pony's argument and his blueprint of a plan, maybe tweak it a little bit. And this is just me talking here, thinking of how you get a deal done, how you have a puncher's chance. Maybe you have to even provide an opt-out of that final year.
And he said a no-trade clause, too.
So I don't, and I heard that part of it, but I don't see how there's any value one way or the other for the Pirates or for Paul Skeens. What do you care? That would be my follow-up question to Andrew. What does that have to do, and how does that how is that a cherry on the top in any way, shape, or form? I'd have to get more perspective from him as to why that is even a factor here. I'll go ahead and throw a fly in the ointment here just for, again, you know, fodder's sake. That final year of ARB, going into the, say, free agency year that he would give you, maybe there's a performance incentive that he would hit that could trigger an opt-out for him. For instance, if he hit 200 innings, if he hit, I don't know, 275 strikeouts.
World Series MVP.
Or whatever it may be, right. Whatever it may be, that would then trigger the opt-out so he could then wash away what he'd given you and then hit the free agency market. Or maybe something else where, I don't know, if he doesn't hit those performance incentives, then a team option kicks in. I have no idea, but there's got to be something extraordinarily creative that allows Skeens to basically maintain his, do we call it autonomy, but it gives him the control probably that he would want, and that is the fact that he can get out of this contract, but also provide the Pirates an opportunity to push this finish line back a year or two to try to realize the full extent and value of his baked-in service time. And then, you know, it would be a very lopsided deal from the standpoint where the Pirates take on an inordinate amount of risk, where they guarantee the money, of course, of his 0 to 6 years at a higher rate than he would otherwise make in this record-setting arbitration.
Right.
You get that one extra year, but there's still an opportunity for that to be blown up and then Skeens to hit the open market if he does continue to stay and even otherworldly and then takes his game to a level that we've never seen.
Right. No, that it actually does make sense when you think about it because of the money from his side, the money that he would be making, like you said, more than he would over the next 4 years. You're rewarding him on the front end, and he's giving up a little bit on the back end, but only 1 year of that potentially. Sure. So he's making out. That's what the hard part to understand is that they're paying him so much these next 4 years, more than he would get if he never signed anything, that he can afford to delay his free agency by 1 year. Now the counter argument is these are the Pirates. If they continue to not build around him and not win, he may very well want the very second that he's eligible to leave this place, he may go running out of here, may not want to give up that right.
I don't buy that because, listen, everybody wants to win, but is winning primary or is winning secondary? When you get into this profession and it becomes a dog-eat-dog profession, sure, that there's a competitive edge that everybody has. You want to be the best of the best. You want a World Series ring. But you also need to eat first. You also need to take care of your future family first. You want your generational wealth first. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick one or the other, would you be set financially for generations, or would you die poor with 4 World Series rings? I think we know which bubble 11 out of 10 baseball players would fill in.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that, buddy. But that risk year would be the one in-between year, his 1 year of unrestricted free agency. And the second that guy goes on the open market, he's worth $500 million. And that would be a very risky thing to give up, even for the security he's getting.
Right. And that's why I think to even get him to do that, you have to give him a pathway to blow that up that's within his control, but also I think relatively hard to attain. And that's why I think, you know, a collection of performance bonuses where he hits all of them, maybe not either,
that makes sense,
either or, then he can okay, you don't want to give this because the Pirates have to get something out of this, right? They just can't assume all of the risk, and you know, otherwise they'll just ride it out and pay him his arb each year. That's what the Pirates have to get. They, you know, those benchmarks that they would hit in that, let's say, call it the fifth year or the final year of ARB, they would have to be pretty. They would have to be pretty substantial, his standards.
Yeah, when you put Pony's proposal together with what you just added to it, it does make a lot of sense. And, it really does.
And listen, like, what's the likelihood of all of this happening? Probably very, very, very slim. So let me clarify that.
Why,
so
though?
Somebody can report it. Well, good question. Why? Maybe an antiquated way of thinking from a player's perspective. Get to free agency, period, end of sentence. Don't think outside of the box. Don't entertain the type of thinking that the commissioner is trying to propose in lifting salary floors in this new collective bargaining agreement as he goes on this clubhouse tour, you know, where Bryce Harper's telling him to get the F
right,
out of the,
right.
the clubhouse. I think that there's an antiquated way of thinking that has been baked into a player's mindset that basically doesn't allow them to get creative in their compensation structure.
Well, there's also a pending labor war where Paul Skeens would be right on the front lines as the very near future highest paid player in baseball history, where his colleagues and the union itself and, those two entities would want him to go out there as soon as possible and set that bar.
Right. And so maybe everybody is taking a wait and see approach. Like, what's the sense in doing all of this when we're really not all that far away from an Armageddon situation? So why are we even going to waste our time? Because, well, you've got me under control. Maybe the whole player control outlook is much different looking on the other side of 2027. And all of this is a moot point. And the structure in which you would be framing this deal is obsolete. So that line of thinking could be pushing this conversation to the back burner for the time being.
All right. Well, that was a pretty good conversation. Do you agree, Dom?
Very much so.
What did you glean from it?
I gleaned that things are getting blown out of proportion, and I'm glad that we have a platform here to steady the waters a little bit.
Yeah. Did you think that stuff got blown out of proportion? I do. Because,
yes.
A lot of people were asking me, like, what are you reporting? What do you know? I mean, there was literally, 40 seconds of stuff there. And I think it's more so aggregators.
Yes. It became a big deal on social media because when it's put out, hey, Pirates and Paul Skeens might be getting an extension here.
Do you think we framed...
Well, that was anybody who said that was blowing his words very much out of proportion.
And do you think do you think we did this in-house a little bit ourselves?
No,
you don't think so? Okay. I'm just wondering,
asking. No, I thought, like I said, I actually thought Pony's tweet was accurate. I think people took it and maybe went crazy with it. I think a large part of that is this guy wouldn't want to stay 1 second more in Pittsburgh than he has to, and this is insane. But as Greg Brown said yesterday, why in the world wouldn't they? I would expect that they would have approached him already with all of this, with something.
I think because you get, in this day and age, headline readers only, and people don't click the link.
Right.
They'll just read the headline. So this is what Andrew put out. He said that I said on The Fan that the Pirates have been in talks with Paul Skeens about a contract extension. They're trying to get something done. I think that almost frames it without listening to what I said, the context that I put behind it, as if this is an active, ongoing, substantive, hot and heavy negotiation.
Yeah.
I mean, is that fair, Newhouse School?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so could that possibly be conflated, or is it, dare I say, and listen, I mean, Andrew is very smart, being a Syracuse Newhouse guy himself. Did he do that with the intent to not necessarily step out of bounds, but maybe, as he tends to do, very much step on the line without crossing
on the line, maybe, but he asked you if the rumor was true and you said yes, that they had tried to get Paul Skeens.
Sure.
You said yes.
Right. And there's
so
a, I
he
think
put
a lot...
out that Dan said, yeah, they've tried. They're talking with Paul Skeens. They've talked with Paul Skeens.
Well, and then the very last sentence, they're trying to get something done.
Well,
and,
that's assumed. If you approach somebody with a contract proposal, you're trying to get something done.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to get into semantics here, but I'm also trying to be very correct and framing things in the very appropriate context that they need to be in when we say something like this. And again, rumors. Have you heard rumors? Have you heard scuttlebutt? Yes, I've heard that they're trying. So that's the big part. And again, we'll replay the question just so everybody
can hear it.
Let's finish with where we started with Skeens. There's a rumor that the Pirates have actually tried already to make some headway on a contract extension with Paul Skeens. Is that true?
Yes.
So they've tried to make some headway with Paul Skeens on a contract extension. Yeah. That's newsy to me.
There's rumors of that. So again,
No. He asked you if these rumors were true.
Sure.
You said yes.
There's okay.
That's the way I interpreted it anyway.
Yeah. But, and I'll just tell you, just to clarify, yeah, I've heard that they're trying to get something done.
Yeah, that and that's it.
Okay.
And that's, to me, that's newsy. I mean, Greg, again, said yesterday, well, what would you expect? Well, just because I would expect that the Pirates were doing this behind the scenes, I hadn't heard anybody of substance say so.
I mean, I guess where I don't find it newsy is, again, very much kind of aligned with Greg's line of thinking, like, what do you expect them just to not give up, just to throw up their hands and say, no, we're not even going to bother?
Well, they are the Pirates, so anything goes.
But no, they've also tried and have succeeded probably more often than not with their own guys that are worth investing in. I agree with that. Enter that into counter evidence.
I do agree with that.
But the issue is few and far between are those examples where they have opportunities to engage and then make said offers to, because,
or when a trade deadline comes and they get rid of a Bailey Falter and keep an Andrew Heaney. So that's what I mean by they are the Pirates. Sure. So nothing would surprise us.
Right. But they've tried before, but
just, do you think Charrington will be back?
Man. Jeez. So I go back and forth, and I'm not trying to like play aside here. It's the pitching that inclines me to say yes. And then year six of futility that inclines me to say no. And I'm just so split down the middle. I have no idea. I don't.
There's a rumor out there that he has 2 years left on his deal. Is that true? No. Do you know how many years he has left on his deal?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
How about Don Kelly? No.
I think he's back.
Even if it's a new GM?
Yeah. I think that's baked in.
He's a game under 500.
And that's baked in.
You see his home record?
Hold on a second. I'm going to give you even a better statistic. I'm not sure that this, we were digging in, doing some research. I don't know if this ever made the air. So Don Kelly, he has managed 33 one-run games.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. That's 40, going into yesterday, it was 44% of the 75 games that he had managed. 33 were one-run games. Is the best winning percentage in one-run games in basically history. For that proportionate amount of one-run games, you know, 44%, the highest winning percentage. It's like two games under 500. I could tell you here in a moment if you filibuster.
I'll filibuster. I do think he's going to be back.
So 15 and 18 in one-run games.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty impressive. Managers with the highest percentage of games decided by one run since 1901. 33 of 75, 44%. That's the highest ever.
So, and is the record impressive? 15 and 18, is that an impressive record in one-run games? I don't know.
No, I think you want to be able to win more than you you lose, yes.
I don't know what the records look like in one-run games, though.
No, but that...
I don't know who leads
but
the
I
league.
Guess that condensed... of a time frame, like you've managed 75 games, 44% of them, it's the highest percentage.
Yeah,
so he's seen,
I get that. Part,
I guess
yeah.
He has, the point of that number is he's been baptized by fire more frequently than basically any other manager in history.
I feel like they're back to the point they were last year going into August under Shelton. To me, that's what they are and should be right now. That's what their record that's what the roster should reflect, is right around 500. Now, how do they get the next step? How do they get to the next level after that? That's the question.
Just competent offense.
We have to go, Dan.
Competent offense.
Yeah, so I hope they bring in a bat or two.
Yeah.
By any means necessary.
They need to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
That was interesting, wasn't it, Dom? That was right out of the Robert Newhouse School of Medicine.
So I now have access to the text line, and a texter says, Dan should go into politics. He is as savvy with his words as they come.
What's political about it?
No, it just means you're a good talker. Like,
that,
you speak well.
That was a compliment.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, but it's a compliment, well, Dan. Okay, take the compliment.
I'm sorry.
Say thank you, Dan.
I'm sorry. Was he disingenuous, Dom?
I don't know. I don't know the guy. I'm assuming not.
Well, you, as disingenuous as you are, you should be able to sift right through that.
Yeah, you should be able to figure it out.
Disingenuous Dom. I really don't think you are, though.
No.
And neither does Dan.
No,
I think you're one of the most honest people I've ever met.
Thank you, Joe.
I mean, your takes are horrible, but you believe in them. That's the key.
That's the key.
So,
that's the key.
Up next.
Conviction and lunacy.
We have Bob Spillane throwing the Steelers under the bus. Wait till you hear what old Bobby Football said. Wow. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Dr. Zangrilli, who you can hear on the Pirate pregame and postgame, he was on essentially the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Thank you, Dan. Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Pomp off today. City Limits off playing wiffle ball. He's on his way to a tournament in Vermont. You think he'll visit Ben and Jerry's? Aren't they from Vermont? Intern Dom?
No, I don't know. He's playing wiffle ball.
It's incredible. I mean, it really is. The guy's taking vacation time as a 25-year-old to play in out-of-town wiffle ball tournaments. Part of me admires it, and part of me wants him to seek some sort of help. You?
Yeah, don't encourage it. He's losing aura by the day. And, I mean, he's taken vacation time off, Joe. He's missing time with you to play wiffle ball.
I know. I was looking into a turkey neck cream today.
What the hell is that?
I never thought I would have a turkey neck, and all of a sudden, and I also didn't think I'd have the bags under my eyes, and then it feels like I woke up one day within the last 2 years, and I had dark bags under my eyes and a turkey neck. It was like a double header. It was unbelievable. I mean, a double whammy.
You don't have bags under your eyes.
Yes, I do.
Not
don't
really.
Don't insult me by not insulting me.
I'm being honest. I would tell you if you did.
I do. I'm looking right at the monitor to my left. There's bags under my eyes.
But I'm telling you from an observer. I don't really see anything.
You don't look at me as bag eye guy?
No.
That's actually good to hear. How about turkey neck guy?
No. I'm not really looking at your neck.
Well, it's hard not to look at somebody's neck if you're looking at them.
No, you look
at
their
your
eyes.
Neck.
No, but you look at their eyes. You're not looking at their neck.
Look at this. Anyway, there's some guy in Beverly Hills who's a surgeon, and I happen to come across this. It's a common problem, turkey neck. And he claims that this cream works. Should I buy it?
No.
And try it?
Is this like that text scam you almost fell for last week?
Probably. And can you do exercise? Like, can I lift my neck like this? And is it something I can work out like I would a, you know, a bicep or a tricep? Are there turkey neck lifts?
I don't know. There's probably some kind of like surgery or someone you can go see to maybe stretch it out a little bit.
Horrifying. Don't get old, Dom. How old are you?
21.
Yeah, don't get old.
I'll try not to.
Everything has. Look at this. Look at this. Look at the monitor. I'm bad guy, bald guy, turkey neck guy. All of a sudden, it happened at once.
You look fine.
There was a guy when I was right around 50 back in Buffalo. I was jogging by my old house. I went to Pete Nussbaum's house, my old neighbor. Not there anymore. The family long since gone. Still alive. I don't mean to imply that they're dead. They're alive, but they're gone from the house. The guy, so I started chatting with the neighbor. And he said he used a term that I found very complimentary at the age of 50. He said, you're very well preserved for 50 years old. I said,
well,
thank
preserved.
You. Yeah, I said, thank you.
What are you, canned fruit?
I said,
well preserved.
I said, thank you. I take that as a compliment. Something horrible's happened in the last 8 or 9 years. It feels like a car when it goes to 200,000 miles.
You're not giving your, don't look at the video
camera. The bald stuff doesn't bother me. Like, I'm not even bald. I have bald spots. If you saw me walking down the street, you wouldn't say, there goes a bald guy, would you?
No.
I'm not bald. And that's fine that I have thinning hair and a little spot in the back. It's the turkey neck and the bag eyes that really tick me off that happened.
But people always feel worse about themselves than the outside perspective does.
Now you're patronizing me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I would tell you if I thought you had bags under your eyes or a turkey chicken.
Anybody
neck.
Can see the bags. You're patronizing me.
No,
there's
I'm not.
Black bags under my eyes. Maybe you can't see them from there. Walk in here and take a look.
All right, then maybe I can't see them then.
And I don't know what to do about them. I've already tried creams. Somebody else told me to put, what's the one spice that's supposed to be a magic elixir for anything?
Cinnamon?
That, but there's another one. Turmeric.
Turmeric?
She
don't
told
put
me,
spice on your neck.
Not on my neck, on my bags.
On your eyes?
Yes.
Don't put spices on your eyes.
She told me.
That's
she
how people
at
died
Supercuts.
Back in the 1400s. They put spices in their eyes.
What?
Yeah, that's how people died back in the day, like medieval times.
From spice eye?
Yeah, dude. They would put like spices in their eyes.
First I've heard of it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, but don't do it.
She told me to mix turmeric with water to make a cement-like mixture and then put it in a little pouch and rest it on my eye bags.
Put it in a pouch?
Yes.
What does that do?
I don't know. I don't know what it does. Obviously, I still have bag eyes.
Did you try this?
Or rub it in. I don't remember what she said. She said put it in a little baggie or something, like you would an ice pack, and then just rest it on your eyes for a while. Other people have said cucumbers.
Yeah.
And then I bought cream. My wife was like, what are you doing? I bought cream off the TV. Eye bag cream.
What channel was selling eye bag cream?
You know, the stuff everybody sells. I don't know. It's just a commercial that came out.
Oh. I didn't know if you were watching QVC or something.
No. And then I run into this turkey neck cream. What a bunch of crap. And I buy it because the guy takes advantage of people like me. He knows that there's a millions of turkey necks out there and we're all horrified at the sight of our heads.
I've never heard of this phrase turkey neck before.
It's like a turkey gobbler. You know what a turkey looks like?
Yes.
It has a thing on its neck like this.
That's just like age. Your skin just
I know.
Gets like that.
Yes, I know it is. That's
so
the problem. And I'm not getting a turkey lift or anything like that, a facelift. The thought of that, I mean, let's be honest about what it is. They cut your skin and lift your face and then sew you up. I'm not doing that.
Well, if you want to get rid of turkey neck, that might be the only way.
He said that's an automatic cure for turkey neck.
Why don't you do it then?
Because I'm scared.
You already take like 10 weeks off in the summer. Take one of those and get the turkey neck fixed.
I might do that. You want to dive into a mailbag here for a moment?
Yes.
This was a great one this week. The readers were very, very angry at Ben Cherington. They loved the Eeyore call. Did you hear that the other day?
Yes.
The guy called me Eeyore?
Yes. Yes.
He had the nerve. He called in a monotone voice complaining that the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line in 33 years. I guess the Cowher Tomlin eras. And then had the nerve to say that I should be more of a Tigger and less of an Eeyore because he heard that at some conference from some New Age philosopher who said we all need to be more Tigger, less Eeyore. And he called me an Eeyore because I'm negative on the Steelers.
That's all. You do great. I love you. Just Tigger it up.
Thanks, Eeyore.
Less Eeyore.
Bye. I didn't know you had the clip. That was him. So everybody was all over that in the mailbag. Somebody said, if you're supposed to be Eeyore, does that make Austin Rue? Now, the guys yesterday didn't know who Rue was. Do you know from Winnie the Pooh?
Nope.
There is a Rue.
Did you see the Winnie the Pooh horror movie?
No, I heard about it, though. Tigger gets killed.
I guess I'm not going to watch the movie now because you spoiled it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean that. Tigger and Pooh was my favorite cartoon. That and the Berenstain Bears that my daughter used to watch. Did you like that show?
I love the Berenstain Bears.
God, I love that. Marsh, how does the song go again at the beginning? Remind me. Dee, 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 dee.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it in 18 years.
The Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, you got it.
I love that show. And then there's a little moral of the story at the end.
Every time.
Yeah. And Tigger and Pooh was great. Those two, SpongeBob I like a lot, but those two are my favorites.
How about Family Guy?
What? That's the show with Roseanne Arnold, isn't it?
What?
Family Guy?
Peter Griffin. It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon?
You've never heard of Family Guy?
Yeah, I thought it was a TV show.
It is a TV show.
Well, which kid watches that as a cartoon?
I don't know. I watch Family Guy.
Well, where did that come from? We're talking about children's cartoons.
I thought we were just naming cartoons that we enjoyed.
Oh, I thought you said it was a TV show.
What? A cartoon and TV show is the same thing. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. A show is a show. Like Family Ties, I think I was thinking of.
Okay.
Or Friends is a TV show.
Okay.
The Berenstain Bears is a cartoon. And by the way, the people who wrote the books, I think, lived in Beaver County, may still, for all I know.
Oh, is that true?
I think. I'm not sure.
Okay, but a TV show can also be a cartoon.
Okay. Technically. There's also a nudist colony in Beaver County.
Have you ever been?
No, but I think Ron was.
Do you think he partook in the nudity?
I'm serious about this. Not about the Ron part. I don't know. But there was a nudist colony there.
Where people lived in nudity?
No, they live with their clothes on at a nudist colony.
Joe,
Why do you think it's called a nudist colony?
No, but I don't know what happens in the colony. That's what I'm asking.
People walk around and live naked. What do you mean?
Like 24/7?
Yes.
That has to be a wild way of living.
I would imagine so. Anyway, which Georgia Bulldog will have a better season? Asks a man named Dutch Sagun. Jones or Mount Washington? What say you?
Who will have a better what?
Season? Yeah.
I think Broderick Jones is actually going to surprise people at left tackle. I think he's going to swing from right to left better than people think. So I think with expectations, we'll come away saying he had a better season.
I just said it better be Jones. I love the fact that the big boy, Mark Cabali, tells us that Mount Washington's having the best camp of anybody. I love that. He's a fun player to watch, but it better be Jones that has the better season. Miles Leno says, if you had to choose, should the Steelers try to get an offensive tackle or a wide receiver too before preseason ends? Once teams start cutting people, you know, bring in veteran depth.
Wide receiver too, easily.
I disagree. I'll take the tackle. I mean, I was talking to Cabali earlier today. You heard me. How many weapons can they possibly utilize?
True, but
they
when you're
18 tight ends, Kenneth Gainwell, DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, now Roman Wilson is starting to become a better story. How many guys do you need to throw the ball to?
But the drop
off is supposed to be a running team.
But the drop off from wide receiver one to wide receiver two is significant.
I know.
More so than you would want.
Yeah. You're right about that. Bernard, I don't care about the Pirates at this point. I've distracted myself with Hall of Fame debates. How in the world is Harold Baines in the Hall, yet Dale Murphy, Lou Whitaker, and Ron Guidry are not? What other notable snubs make you most angry? Dominator, what would you say to that?
Are we doing MLB Hall of Fame snubs? Are we doing sport?
He named four baseball players. Why do you keep doing this today, sabotaging my questions?
Joe, I wanted to get clear. I'm not going to answer the question then. You go. Keith Hernandez is...
He said Dale Murphy, Lou Whitaker, Ron Guidry, and Harold Baines.
All right, Keith Hernandez, one of the best first basemen ever. Thurman Munson probably should be in, one of the best catchers of all time.
How about Dale Murphy?
Yeah, probably should be in.
How about the steroids guys?
Oh, well, if we're going there, I mean, Barry Bonds should be in, no doubt.
Right.
Alex Rodriguez should be in.
Roger Clemens should be in.
Seven Cy Youngs, you have to.
Harold Baines and Bud Selig are in this baseball hall of farce. And the greatest, maybe, position player ever in Barry Bonds and a top five pitcher of all time, Roger Clemens, or not, because they cheated. Cheating's been part of baseball since they invented the game. All because some idiot, way back when, Candisaw Landis something or other, decided that sports writers should get to inject moral judgment into their vote. What sense does that make?
None.
Thank you.
I mean, Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player of all time, and he was a Hall of Famer before taking steroids.
Joey Bag of Donuts says, would Pittsburgh be better off if the Pirates left town and got an expansion franchise? To which I say, absolutely not. I mean, I guess if you guaranteed the expansion franchise, but how long do you have to wait without one? And once your team leaves town, go ask Seattle Supersonics fans or many others, Buffalo Braves fans, there's a real good chance you ain't ever going to get them back. So no, I don't think Pittsburgh would be better off. Do you?
I do not. Now, it's going to become a very relevant topic in the next couple years with PNC Park's lease coming up in 2030, but the solution here is not taking your ball and going home, which is what people are starting to suggest. That doesn't solve anything. There are issues here. A lot of it comes from the system that baseball has set up when it comes to salaries and everything. But the solution is not making the team leave town. Come on.
Oh, you agree on that? I never played Bob Spillane. I never paid off that tease. Bob Spillane took a shot at the Steelers. Ben took a shot at a couple of people. We have some clips to play, don't we? Dom?
You want to do it right now?
No. I'm teasing ahead to 1 o'clock. It's already 1:03. This has happened repeatedly today.
When you look at me and pause, I think you're asking me something.
I was asking you something. I expected you to say yes. That's what's going to happen here.
Yes, we have two very interesting sounds to play when we come back from a very short commercial break.
Wrong. We have three because we're also going to play Paul from Washington, old Paulie Pavilion, in repeatedly insulting you from earlier. Right? Do we have that?
We do.
All right.
I guess Dom's hot take is off the table now.
We were going to do a segment called Dom's Horrible Hot Takes. You've already given like nine of them today. I think we've expended that, have we not?
I mean, I had one ready, but that's fine.
All right, we'll take another one from you. Is it as good as James Franklin didn't win any big games last year other than the two playoff games he won? Is it better than your earlier take today of it's a good thing Will Howard got injured? What else do we have?
Yeah, I think it could be. Better, I think it could better? Top everything, yeah.
All right. We'll play that next along with Ben, Bob Spillane, and good old Paulie Pavilion. That's coming up on Pomp and Joe. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny with a high of Andre Reed. That's 83. No, he wasn't a Steeler, but he went to, I think, Kutztown State, which is in Pennsylvania. So close enough, right?
Close enough.
A low of Jaromir Jagr. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's choice for a four. No. What am I doing? Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What? What did you say, Dom? No, I don't have it right now. If I had it, I'd be reading it. This is unbelievable that you've done this 10 times in this segment. You take the show, please. Do what you need to do. Is it headline time?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.